Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hola, what is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. The day after. Thank you so much for so many of you who have checked in to check on my mental health after dropping my firstborn off at college. Rah, crazy, man. I don't know how you guys do it. You men and women out there, parents, grandparents, dropping your first kid at college. Holy cow. So I took the day off yesterday. No podcast. I actually literally wiped everything off my calendar because I wanted to be present. I wanted to be present in the moment. In today's podcast, I want to ask you when you're going to create your new life. When are you going to do it? I'm not even talking about money. I mean, you don't got to go and, you know, build a rocket ship. I'm just saying. Let me frame this. Okay. I dropped my daughter off at college yesterday, University of Cincinnati, main campus. So look, in the grand scheme of things, she's 30 miles away, 30 minutes away in, you know, in good traffic, but it feels like she's a whole world away because we woke up this morning and there was no Madeline Crowley in the house and we didn't have to wait up, you know. That is no joke. My mom used to wait up for me when I was in it, you know, coming home from college and stuff like that. My roof, my rules, my house, my rules. Rah! And I'm like, yeah, okay. But she'd wait up till 2-3 in the morning, not sleeping. I'm like, damn, girl, what are you doing waiting? I'm never doing that when I'm your age. Well, I don't wait up, but you don't sleep well. My wife does. She pretty much stays up the whole time. But I go to sleep, but I'm not really a good sleep until you know all your kids are home, you know? So anyway, she didn't come home last night, but she was safe, tucked away, texted her this morning at college. How was your first night in the dorm? But I was so excited for her to walk into her new life. And I want to talk to you about that today, about your new life. You know, you don't got to be 18 years old going off to college to have that new feeling. I was walking around campus yesterday, and it was a beautiful day. It was mid-70s. Sun was out. The actual move-in is just complete and utter chaos. Everybody, as much as they try to do it, you know, they got it down to a science. You unload your car on the curb. You put it all in a bin. You walk up. My daughter's on the 11th floor of one of the oldest buildings, probably maybe even the oldest building on campus. Might even been built in the 1800s. But an incredible view once you get up there. But the great news is she's on the 11th floor with an incredible view. The bad news is we had to move her up to the 11th floor. But I was so excited for her because I remember, and I was putting myself in my shoes at Penn State Barron campus in Erie, PA, when I went out there in 1986, pretty much a garbage bag full of clothes and a basketball maybe. I was so ill-prepared. Shocker, I actually dropped out after 2 years. And the only reason I made it 2 years is because I had a work-study job I was getting paid to do. But I was so ill-prepared, but so excited. And I've always kept that. Do you keep that at all? Like, do you wake up with just, and I'm not saying you got to, you know, walk around like I say, oh, like you ate a banana sideways, you know, that permigrin. But do you get excited about stuff anymore? I do. Like, I always want to try, and my wife and kids always crack on me about this stuff. Dad, you know, like I'm always going to concerts by myself, a new sporting event by myself. Like, I'll drive to Columbus, Indianapolis. Both are a couple hours away from where I live. It's a real beauty of living in Cincinnati, Ohio, by the way. I've been here 22 years. I never really appreciated how centrally located it feels like we are. Like, we're not dead smack center of the United States, but I'm a two-hour drive to Indy, two-hour drive to Columbus, probably an hour and a half to Columbus, 2 hours to Louisville, Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky, yeah, 4 hours to Wheeling, West Virginia. Yeah, just kind of give you an idea, 4 hours to Pittsburgh. So we are pretty centrally located. I'm always driving off to a concert, bucket list type stuff. Saw Paul McCartney in concert 4 years ago in Louisville. I can't believe it was Paul McCartney. Like, when he came out and they opened up with 8 days a week, I put myself up in my bedroom when I was 8 years old listening to the Rubber Soul album, the White Album. Like, you know, I'm like, my God, that's Paul McCartney. That really is a living legend. Like, that's one of the Beatles right there. That's exciting to me. And you know what's funny? On the way to Louisville, I stopped at the NICU because our daughter was just a couple months old, Susan at the time. And I visited with her for a few hours and then went to the concert, stayed over in Louisville, came back, visited with her again the next morning, came home. But I mixed in new event with some tough stuff too, you know, seeing my daughter at the NICU fighting for her life. And I just want to ask you, man, when was the last time you did something for the first time? When was the last time you did something for the first time? Go to a concert, go to a sporting event, go on a date again with your spouse and, you know, rediscover all that stuff. And when I dropped my daughter off at college yesterday, I'm like, damn, I remember this at Penn State 1986. It was all so, like, everything was new. Woke up in a new environment. You know, I lived off campus, so I had to hitchhike to, and I really did, hitchhike up a hill. And I know that's an old, oh, now your age, I hitchhiked up a hill. No, I really did. I lived off campus in Wellesleyville, Pennsylvania, suburb of Erie, and I was a couple miles from campus, 3 miles, I think. I had to hitchhike up a hill every day to and from school. So when I tell my kids that story, it's true. Most of my stories are true. But I was all, every day was exciting. You wake up, new. Go to class, new teacher, new friends, new party, new this, new that, new rec basketball, rec softball. We were doing intramural softball, football, stuff. All brand new friends. So diverse. And we get older and we get in our 20s and we kind of get, what do we get into? We get into the big R word, not a rut. It's like a rut. It's a routine. Routines are ruts. There's good routines, you know, there's healthy workout routines and all that good stuff. But sometimes routines can be ruts, no? Like going into a job, rut, routine. Isn't rut short for routine? I don't know. They're spelled differently, but I might be onto something. I'm going to keep that one packed away. Rut routine. But we get into a routine, man. We don't shake it up. You got to shake it up, man. You got to experience something new. When I left campus yesterday, you know what I didn't have a lot of yesterday? I didn't have a lot of regret. Damn it. I didn't have a lot of regret because when my daughter was 3, she said, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday. I said, every day will be Saturday, and I quit my job. And I don't have a regret. I packed as much. I mean, I took this kid to see Ariana Grande. It was her very first concert. She wanted to, for her 14th birthday, she wanted to go to Cleveland. So we went to Cleveland, drove up there, spent the night, and we saw Ariana Grande in concert that night, drove back the next day. That summer, was it that summer? No, the next summer I took her to One Direction. One Direction, man, in Columbia. One Direction, that was actually a really good concert. Ariana Grande was a great concert, too. One Direction, took her there, and I took her to Justin Bieber the next year with a friend of hers. And I'm just saying all this stuff because it was all new to me. I knew it was all new to her. I was kind of living life, looking at it through her eyes. And that's what I do with my coaching clients, man. I live life looking through their eyes. You know, I'm like, this is all new for them. It's kind of new for me because I'm living it through them, even though I'm coaching the same method, the same system, the Everyday Saturday method. Man, it's just so amazing watching new clients explore and create the podcast, or they want to speak from stage, or they want to create a movement. They want to get their, really what everybody wants. They want to create a really killer message that's clear and concise that they can articulate, make money with that message, and then spread the great news all over the place, man. That's what they want to do. And you know what? Another thing, they want to be held accountable. Amazing at how many people want to be held accountable. But I get it, man. I get it. Because if left to our own devices, man, we don't really do too. We go into that routine. So thank you for checking in on me yesterday. It was an emotional day. Look, I'm not even going to lie and say I'm a robot about it. But I don't have a lot of regret. You know, I dropped her off, gave her one big last hug and a kiss, wrote a nice card, left it behind in her dorm room. And she's off to spread her wings, man. Fly. Go do your thing, kid. You know, you're not Sam Crowley. You'll always be Sam Crowley's daughter and Angela Crowley's daughter. But you're your own kid, man. Go blaze your own trail. Do whatever you want. I tell my kids this all the time. Do whatever the hell you want to do. Whatever you want. I mean, there are no wrong answers. Be a brain surgeon? Do that. You want to be a physical trainer? Do that. You want to run a grocery store? Do that. Carpenter, engineer? Do it. But whatever you do, have passion. Because if you have no passion, you got no purpose. And if you go through life like most people, like your dad did till the age of 37, and I thought I was living life on the edge, you know? But you do that crap, and you go play the big old game of Follow the Leader. Why would you spend $100,000 on an education to go play Follow the Leader? Isn't that the most expensive game of Follow the Leader you ever heard of? And that $100,000's cheap now. You go to really, you know, a Notre Dame, $50,000 a year. You go out of state. You go to Ivy Leagues, $80,000 a year out of state. All these private colleges, $50,000, $60,000 a year. Holy crap. You're going to spend $200,000 between the ages of 18 to 22 to go play Follow the Leader? No, thank you. I'm out. Take me out of that game. I don't want to. That's way too expensive a game for me to play. You go invest in an education or invest in anything. You invest in a coach. People pay me for coaching. They don't want the same type of experience they've paid other coaches. They don't want the same type of experience they've experienced on their own. They want something different. Give me something new. That's what you got to do, man. Get out there and create something new. When was the last time you did something for the first time? Do it. But man, don't settle. Don't have any regret. Don't do that to yourself. You are a product of your best decision making right now. And if you don't like that, here's the great news. You ready, champion? Are you ready for this? You can change it. Yep. Who's going to change it? Oh, nobody else going to change it. I mean, you know, nobody else can change it. You. That's so powerful. Think about that. You are where you are because of your best decision making and your best choices. And you can change it if you don't like it right now. That's amazing. So one day removed from dropping my firstborn off at college, I'm hugging my older kids, my other kids, my other girls, ages 15, 14. Well, 15, soon to be 14. And 5, I'm hugging those girls a little bit tighter now, you know. I went to my ninth graders tennis match last night. Didn't have to go, but I went. It was a JVB tennis match, so it's not like you're getting Serena and Venus Williams out there. But I want to soak it all in, baby, because that ninth grader is going to be out in 3 years. I mean, holy crap, it flies, baby. Don't have any regrets. It flies. And you need to try harder to have new experiences. I don't care how much money you got in your bank account. I'm not measuring success by that. I'm measuring it by the quality of the memories that you create. Okay? I'd love to help you create them. Get on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com. Launchwithsam.com. We'll create a message. We'll create a movement. A lot of memories, baby. A lot of memories. All right. We're back. Are you back? I'm back. We're all back. We're back like vertebrae, as my buddies at Nauta by Nature, not because I hate you, sing about. All right. We good? Be back tomorrow on the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.